You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode here on the Flip Empire Show. And what you don't know, and I'm about to share with you, is that this is actually round two of re-recording a podcast episode that I just finished. And I realized that I made the mistake, like a rookie, after 694 episodes, of not checking to make sure that my mic was on and working. So just kind of making fun of myself for making a stupid mistake. I recorded about a 20-something minute podcast episode for you, which I was really, really happy to release. But with that said, this gives me an opportunity to run it back and create something even better for you, right? So as an example, there's going to be times where things fail or you forget to check a system or a process or you don't do something and you just mess up. And it's an opportunity to learn and grow and run it back and do something even better. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and dive right into what I want to share with you today, which is I recently got back from Park City, Utah. And I came back with so much appreciation and gratitude for a variety of things, starting with my wife, right, for allowing me the space to go out and fill my cup while she is being a mother and a parent to our two girls and all the responsibilities back home. So just a lot of appreciation and gratitude for her, for my children, for the gifts that God's given me there and our relationship and for the relationships, right? So one of the things I want to kind of start today's episode with is ask yourself if you consider, do you consider yourself rich and or wealthy? There's a big difference between rich and being wealthy, but I'm not using those words in the context that you might think. I'm not thinking about your net worth. I'm not thinking about how many assets you have or how much cash flow or what your bottom line on the P&L is. That's not what I'm talking about. Do you have rich and wealthy relationships, right? And that's one of the things, one of the many, many things that I've come back with just a greater appreciation for is the connections I've been able to make throughout the years and that I recently make, the communities, the collaboration. That's why 4+ years ago, we started Ascend, is to create a community of just the right people to create rich relationships, to collaborate, to connect, et cetera. So what I want to do is, this is going to be a two-part episode. Now, the second part may not come out for another week or 2 or 3 weeks, but I want to tease you with it because two very, very good friends of mine who were at this event with me, who experienced what I experienced, and they may have had an even different experience. I've invited them to come on the podcast and open up and just be open books and allow you guys to be a fly on the wall of how impactful this was and how we're continuing to grow and evolve as people, as men, as fathers, as husbands, as leaders. And a lot of the experience that I'm going to share in this podcast and that they're going to share on an upcoming podcast, I think can really enrich your life and business in so many ways. So I just want to tease you with that, be open to that. And with that being said, I encourage you, despite what you might be doing, working out, running, house chores, driving, I really want you to intently listen on my voice because some of what I'm going to share with you that's been placed on my heart, I really believe can just have a profound influence on how you think, how you operate, how you show up for the people that rely on you, whether it's your family, your team members, colleagues, your community, right? Like, how do you show up? That's one of the questions, one of the many questions I ask myself is, how do I show up for my wife, my kids? How do I show up for you, right? I have a responsibility, an obligation to come on here. And if you're going to invest your time to hearing my voice, I have a responsibility to give you my best, right? And so how do you show up? That's something I want to ask you. That's a seed I want to plant with you. But really what I want to do is share some of the frameworks, some of the ideas, some of the mindset shifts that I had and that I extracted from this event. And I'll start with, if you're listening to this, you are an entrepreneur, you're a real estate investor, you strive for growth. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me, right? Like you're not on here to listen to my accent. You're not on here. You're on here for what you might be able, what's the ear nugget that you can walk away with that you can potentially implement, right? In your business, in your life, in the different areas. And so I recognize, but if you're here, it's because you want to do something. You want to grow in a certain area. And every entrepreneur I've ever met, I shouldn't say every, I don't want to speak in absolutes. Many entrepreneurs I've met, particularly the ones that I tend to associate with, are striving for growth. They recognize that there's areas of improvement in different areas of their life. And one of the things I walked away with is it might not be necessarily about what you need to do or what action you need to take. It might be about what do you need to undo. Let me say that again, because the first time I heard it, it hit me like a ton of bricks and I needed to kind of process it. I'm here to share with you that it might not be about what you need to do, and it might be about what you need to undo. So allow me for a moment to just be very open, vulnerable, and honest with you. The words self-judgment and healing were kind of the themes that I walked away with. It was a theme for me. And I say self-judgment because I have so much gratitude and appreciation for my parents, my upbringing. And many times I don't think that I have felt worthy of sharing some of the stuff that I've dealt with in my life because I've never deemed them to be, quote unquote, fall under the category of a trauma. I think from the perspective of comparing to people that have really experienced suffering, pain, trauma, I have friends who have lost children, like unthinkable, unspeakable pain that I cannot relate to, that I can only attempt to empathize and support these people that have lost a child, lost a parent, have been abused as children or physically, sexually, emotionally. Like, I'm so grateful I've never had to deal with that. And I'm appreciative for my parents for, while I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth there, I don't come from a wealthy family. My parents busted their ass to provide a healthy, safe home and give us an upbringing and instill certain values in my sister and I that maybe I didn't appreciate when I was a kid. And I certainly appreciate now as an adult and as a man. So I've never felt worthy of sharing. Like, when I'm dealing with something, I used to think about it from the perspective of, oh, like, deal with your shit, right? Because there's bigger, greater problems out there. And both things can be true, by the way. So there are, I recognize that me comparing this challenge I might be going through to somebody losing a child or dealing with the scars of being abused in some way, shape, or form, like, I recognize that all traumas, all challenges aren't built and created differently. But one of the things I've come to learn is that the mind forgets, but the body remembers. I was walking, I don't even know the name of the mountain, but we went snowshoeing. And being born and raised in Miami, I didn't even know what snowshoeing was. But essentially, it's these, not even boots, it's like a platform, like a 2-foot long platform that you strap onto your shoes and you go snowshoeing. It's exactly what it is. It's, you got snowshoes on and you go walking in the snow. And we went kind of up this mountain and down, and it was just a cool memory and experience that I don't think I'll ever forget. And think of a long group of 30 dudes or so just like snowshoeing up a mountain. And we weren't even talking about business. That was a cool thing. We were talking about parenting and fatherhood and being husbands and some of the challenges that come with our lives, right? Just living, being a human. And I'll never forget some of the intimate conversations we had. And we were talking about this very thing. We were talking about, I shared with a couple guys that I was like, I'm so fortunate and lucky and blessed that, like, I don't have any traumas in my life. And I was challenged on that. And what I came to realize is that the body doesn't know the difference between a big T and a little T, right? A big trauma and a little trauma. And so at this event, we went through certain exercises. One of them was breath work. We had an expert come in and he took us through a breath work exercise where we started to just get in tune with our body, and we started to get in tune with some of the things from our past you may or may not be aware are holding you back, right? And I realized that I've done all this personal development work in my life. Over the course of the last 15, 20 years, I've read all these books and hired all these coaches and invested in all these different communities and masterminds. And now I'm grateful to co-lead one. And that's oftentimes that stuff is between the ears, right? But like, what have you done to address the things that maybe your body is holding on to, your nervous system? And maybe it's less about what you need to do, and it's more about what you need to undo. I want you to think about that. I want you to just process that as you go on trying to grow your life and grow your business. What is it that you need to undo, right? What are the wires that need to be undone? And maybe that's what's preventing you from ascending, from achieving success in your relationships, in your business, maybe your health. I won't share any particular details, but somebody very close to me is, you know, has been dealing with like weight loss and their body and all that. And it's, this person's always been looking for what's the next diet? What's the next exercise? What's the pill? I truly believe it's less about that and more about what's, how you think about your body and what's being stored from the past. Anyways, those are just some things that I want to challenge you with that I really, I think had a profound impact on me and things that I'm kind of thinking through and processing. And it's important that you create the space, because if you avoid pain and dealing with suffering, that very thing can grow into a big, big snowball. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But if you open yourself up to it, it's the very thing that can set you free, right? Hopefully you can relate. I'm thinking and hoping that this isn't like too woo-woo in the clouds, but that it's landing with you. And if it doesn't land with you here, I promise it'll land with you on an upcoming episode where I invite some of my buddies on and we get deeper into these conversations and we quote unquote put you on the mountain with us. So I want to kind of transition onto an exercise that we did at this event that was pretty funny in some ways, right? Because think of a room of 50 something dudes, and then they challenge you to sit down in silence for 10 minutes and play with a bunch of rocks. Now, I'm probably setting myself up for a joke here. Some of you guys might be chuckling in the car, working out, doing whatever you're doing, but imagine about 10 to 15 river rocks placed in front of you. And the exercise or the instructions that were given to us was sit down and play with these rocks. When he first said that, I'm like, there's got to be more to this, right? Like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm kind of expecting a joke to happen or like, what's the purpose of this? And he goes, I want you to just in silence by yourself. This isn't a competition. Play with these rocks and do what you will with them, right? Some of you may want to build something with a rock. Some of you may want like whatever it is, just play with these rocks. But do it from the lens of how can this relate to your life? And so sure enough, the clock starts. After a minute, I start looking around and for whatever reason, like my ego bubbled up to the surface and my competitive juices started flowing. And I started looking around and I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to build the biggest effing tower of rocks in this room of 50 plus guys. I'm going to build a rock tower so impressive that everybody's going to gravitate towards my rocks. And after about 3, 4, 5 minutes, my rocks kept falling. I was going nowhere. In fact, I started basically with ground zero and I had half the time. And there were several things that I quickly realized. Number one, I was so worried about what everybody else was doing that I wasn't in tune with the rocks that I was given. And doesn't that relate to so many things we go through in our life and in our business where whether we are comparing ourselves to other people on social media, we compare our business or the money we make to somebody else. And the truth is, it doesn't matter what rocks everybody else has and what they're doing with their rocks, but what matters is what you do with your rocks, right? So after like the 5, 6 minute mark, I said, you want to know what? I wasn't given the rocks because of the certain, some were round, some were big, some were small, some were fat, some were jagged, some were smooth. Like, for whatever reason, the rocks I was given don't really allow me to create a really tall, massive, you know, 2-foot tower, right? So I'm going to work with the rocks that I was given. And so I started to focus on putting the big rocks in the bottom and building kind of like a pyramid up, right? And a couple of months ago, I gave a talk to about 60 of some of the most successful storage investors at a mastermind. And in fact, that entire presentation, I have a web developer as a quick aside. I have a web developer that's designing a brand new website for us that's going to just give you so many more access to resources and things that can help you. And we're going to make that entire presentation available. So be on the lookout for an announcement or a launch date of this new website, which I'm really excited about. But I shared an illustration of, if you've ever seen on YouTube, the illustration of the jar and the rocks, right? And the big rocks represent the most important things in your life, your family, your health, spirituality, relationships, etc. The little rocks might represent the things that are not as important, right? Like maybe the car you drive, or maybe the clothes you wear, the material possessions you have, or whatever, right? And then there's the tiny little pebbles that are just the insignificant crap that maybe just don't really matter. Think of whatever you might want. Well, if you fill the jar with the pebbles and the little rocks, you have no room for the big rocks. So focus on prioritizing the most important things, and then you could start to fill up this jar. If you start with the big rocks, and then you can fill it in with the other rocks, then you can fill it in with pebbles, then you can pack in more sand, and then you can put, what I did was I put some coffee on top, because that represents that no matter what you have going on in your life, you can always make room to have a cup of coffee or a beer or a drink or lunch with somebody that's important to you. So going back to this rock exercise, when the 10 minutes was up, we got together in small groups and we discussed our takeaways. And then we shared with the larger group, with the community, some of the best ideas. And what I shared was, I talked about how immediately my competitive juices kicked in. And what was interesting was there was an author that came and spoke to us. I'm forgetting his full name, Pendram something, but he authored a book called Focus. And my rocks happened to be right in front of this table of his books. And it's this big orange cover and it said the word focus. And I realized that like I was so focused on other people's rocks and what they were doing that I blew half of my time. I needed to focus on the rocks that I was given. I needed to pay attention to what fit, right? Because some of the big rocks couldn't be placed on little ones. And so the analogy of like, are we building strong foundations in our lives and in our businesses? Are we prioritizing the most important things? The other thing that came to mind for me is, as I was playing with all these rocks, I was like, am I dealing with too many rocks in my business? Do I have too many things I'm trying to juggle? Maybe that's something you can relate to that you need to ask yourself. And then a couple other things is I realized that I wasn't having fun the first 4 or 5 minutes of building this rock formation because it was about the ego. It was about the competition. And that might be you in your life, right? You might be so focused on others that you're not having fun. You're taking yourself too seriously. So you only get one crack at this thing called life. So have fun, right? Because if you're not having fun, what's the point? Now, not everything is always going to be fun and rainbows and roses and unicorns. Like there's a time to get serious and get stuff done. And there's a time to have fun. So have a healthy balance there. And then the other thing is, you know, it was interesting. Within 5-10 minutes of finishing this exercise, some dudes' rock formations had crumbled, right? And while it may have looked steady and stable and firm on the outside, I realized that there are things in my life that might look firm and stable, but on the inside, they need healing, they need repair. And maybe that's how I'll kind of start to end this podcast and tie it back to those words, self-judgment and healing. You might have things that in your life that are holding you back that you've pushed away because you don't want to deal with that pain, or maybe you're choosing to remain in suffering that you need to open yourself up to. You may look put together on the outside, inside, you may need to heal. And I don't even want to use the word fix because I don't believe that anybody needs fixing. My faith has led me to believe that we were all created in God's image and likeness. And so you are perfectly imperfect. You need to love yourself and appreciate yourself for that. So that's what I want to leave today's podcast episode with. And I cross my fingers and pray that this recording came through, because I think you need to hear this message. And I want you to be on the lookout for maybe in the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we're going to do a part two to this. We're going to go deeper and bring in some other voices into this podcast to share their experience, their takeaways. And I'm fortunate that in a couple of weeks, I'll be in beautiful West Palm Beach with about 20-something, 30-something other ascenders, where we have our Ascend Mastermind Retreat. And we have not just conversations about money and wealth building and growing a business, but we have these types of conversations where we talk about how do you just become a better person? How do you deal with certain things? Because life can be harsh. Life can throw you some nasty curveballs. And the quote, don't ask for things to be easier, but ask for you to become stronger, that really resonates with me here. So if you have any interest in surrounding yourself with a community of just the right entrepreneurs that don't just value business and money, but just want better lives overall, ascendyoursuccess.com is where you can connect with me and learn more about that. So with that being said, my friends, make sure you're subscribed here so that you're notified every single Monday when shows are released. This is episode 694, and really looking forward to coming out and releasing some more podcast episodes to hopefully have an impact on you personally. Thank you. I'm so appreciative for you, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the next one. Take care. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect, and I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.